I was very pleased with the way the practice went. I think it was a good changeup. We talked to our players at the beginning of training camp. You'll see some changes in how we're going about it. Today was one of those days where we decided to practice that night. And just talking to them out there, they really enjoyed it. I think, you know, sometimes when you practice in this environment like this, you really can concentrate on your technique. You know, sometimes that heat, you know, it, you know, you hope that it doesn't become an issue. But I just think the changeup and the flow of practice was very good. Saw a heavy emphasis in the red zone tonight. I think that amped it up even more, very competitive situations, and it'd be a really good tape to watch for us.
Do you think these guys are sharper because you gave them that extra break like you had anticipated?
Well, I think, we'll need to talk about it. I'll visit with Scott and our strength staff, and we'll analyze it, and the players will have a player's day off tomorrow. But I think coming back Tuesday, we'll have a better feel of how we are as a team. But I know they're right on that edge of, you know, where their legs are kind of having to work through that, so we'll see what we come back like on Tuesday. Yeah, I would look at doing it again, definitely.
Scooter got a little nicked up, anything there?
Yeah, I don't know. We just talked about they're going to be evaluating the training room, so hopefully, you know, tomorrow or Tuesday, I'll have a better idea.
Is Blake running the offense more consistently in practice? I mean, it seems like there's some...
Well, I think, you know, it's... Smoother. Yeah, I think you're seeing firsthand the importance of continuity and being in the same system. So he definitely is owning more of it. He understands the protections and where the issues are and what he wants to attack. So he just feels, you know, I'm feeling a guy that's more poised, more confident. He's always been pretty confident, but just how he's handling it. And, you know, he's seen him talk to the offensive line, the receivers, and that's what we'd hoped we'd see.
Are you seeing what you thought you might see from Sip moving, you know, with the presence of Gibson and everything else?
I saw him do a couple things today that I haven't seen him do in a couple of years as far as an understanding of the defense and having flexibility and maybe giving some different looks but getting back to his responsibility. And to me, that's a really good sign. So he just needs to continue that. He's playing a little bit more man coverage, so that's good work for him. You're seeing some guys being displaced, so he needs that kind of work. But just his overall game, he's been pretty focused in OTAs, and you're seeing that same type of mindset now. He's got a lot of energy. He's got a lot of spirit to him out there. I think the players feel that from him. So I think that adds to the energy. I think some of the things that we're doing in the defensive meeting and the way the players have taken ownership into it, I think that's infused it. So he's a big part of it now. He really has a lot of confidence back there. And I go back to it, playing middle third, playing half. He's back. He's doing some things like that. And just the constant details. And the, you know, really strong focus that he plays with.
4 days, but do you feel like they're forcing more turnovers, especially in the back end?
Yeah, we were in OTAs too. So you're definitely seeing a mindset of that. You know, where guys are going after punches, and I think when you get the ball out, it kind of feeds off of that. So you know, we've had a couple good days of going after the ball.
Did that change any expectation from you?
Well, I mean, we want to be a physical team. I mean, we're talking about being tough, physical, and when the full pads are on. But you're not going to see a lot of live tackling, you know, taking guys to the ground initially. So, you know, but the physical part, the low pad level. Although I'm very pleased with how we're playing. You're seeing a lot of guys stay on their feet. And, I mean, there's some physical practice going on out there. So, you know, they're learning pad level.
Gakwe had a nice night, both in one-on-one against Jokel and team drills. So how much of that did you get to see, or will you look at now when you look at film?
Yeah, we'll look at a lot of it. He has been impressive. His motor, I think, is the big part of it. He's got a high motor. Remember when he came out of the draft, we knew that part of him. We felt like he had that motor. And, you know, the question with him was, how is he going to play the run? He's been working a lot on the run. I told you we've been pleasantly surprised how he's doing in that aspect. But you did. You saw it today. Now, he's playing with a certain level of maturity as a rusher. And, you know, you hope that continues as well. Devon House wants to be a very, very, very good corner in this league. And I think he's driven to be that. So in the past, maybe he's talking about coverage aspects. Now you're hearing him talk about, what else can I do? You know, I need to be a better tackler. I need to improve my game here. So he's really challenging himself personally to try to raise his level of game.
Gary Coleman's kind of taking a little bit of a backseat as you prepare the
guys for his suspension and everything. How great is he player has he been?
He's been unbelievable. He came to us and talked to us about, hey, I understand the situation I'm in, and I understand what we need to do as a team. These guys need to get ready to play, and if it means that I have to cut some of my reps or get them in different places to do that, I understand that. Been phenomenal. Been phenomenal. See him helping guys. You know, so I think he's had a good couple days, too.